I pressed closer to Curran to speak into his ear.
One-man fire brigade, dead center of the room. He's broken the main pipe and is emptying the guild's water tower into the lobby. Let me go.
No! Too risky!
He's sanding the skin off your back.
I'll heal! You won't!
Until he let go of me, he couldn't maneuver. If he did let go, the mage would cut me down. The jet that pinned us was only a foot wide. I pulled out a throwing knife. Slayer was too long for close-up fighting.
Throw me!
Golden eyes looked into mine.
Throw me at him!
Curran grinned, showing me his teeth.
Over or under?
Under.
Say please.
Red spray hit my lips. I tasted shapeshifter blood. The water was scraping the skin off Curran's back, but he didn't give an inch. When this was over, I would rip his head off.
Throw me, please!
I thought you'd never ask.
He spun, twisting, and hurled me like a bowling ball. Twin water jets shooting above my head, I slid across wet floor and broken glass right at the mage standing in a 10-inch whirlpool. Water drenched my face. The mage's bare feet loomed before me. I grabbed his left ankle. The momentum jerked me behind him, and I sliced across the Achilles tendon of his right leg. The mage dropped to his right knee, his back to me, his filthy cloak pooling about him. I knocked his left leg out from under him and sank a throwing knife deep between his ribs. He twisted to me. I saw the fist coming, but could do nothing to avoid it. The blow smashed into my jaw like the strike of a sledgehammer. I slid across the wet floor, through the whirlpool, and rolled to my feet on instinct. The mage grinned at me from 12 feet away. Pale hair framed a narrow face above a tattered cloak. Too short, 5'10 at most. I had a guy in a cloak, he was naked, and he wasn't the Steel Mary. Only I could be this lucky. The jets behind the water mage kept spraying, changing direction. He was still tracking Curran and Jim. How the hell did he do that? Water swirled around his feet, surging up. A needle-thin jet hit me, burning my left thigh. A narrow cut sliced through my jeans and skin like a slash from a scalpel. Another jet singed my ribs. He was playing with me. If he hit me straight on with one of those, the water would punch right through me. As long as he didn't hit heart or eyes, I would survive. Everything else, med magic could fix. The mage pulled my knife out of his side and looked at it.
Nice knife.
The voice was deep, but female.